From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Barry Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that he sold his local newspaper to Capital Region Independent Media, LLC, for an undisclosed amount. The company also runs the Ravenna News Herald, the Greenville Pioneer, and plans to continue publishing the Columbia paper. The sale also ensures Teasdale's daughter, Amelia Teasdale, stays on as managing editor and deputy publisher. Capital Region Independent Media Vice President Warren Dews Jr., who becomes the new publisher of Columbia Paper, said, and I quote, "My thanks to Parry for establishing a trusted product that Columbia County and surrounding communities rely on. As we move into this new and exciting chapter, I look forward to building on this solid foundation and will continue to deliver content that matters to the communities that we serve," end quote. After the Journal Register shut down, The Independent, a twice-weekly paper in Hillsdale, where Teasdale worked, he began the Columbia paper in 2009. The newspaper reported about itself, and I quote, "The Columbia paper has a weekly circulation of 2,100. Google Analytics reports that 22,000 visitors use the website at www.columbiapaper.com in the last 28 days," end quote. Now, local media only includes the Daily Mail and the Register Star newspapers from Columbia Green Media, the three newspapers now being run by Capital Region Independent Media and the upstart independent Porcupine Soup in Greene County, as well as WGXE and WRIP on the radio. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News reports that the Village of Catskill may give any motor vehicle with three or more tickets from the village that are outstanding for more than 45 days a metal boot on a wheel for the car that blocks its movement. The vehicle owner also gets charged a $250 boot removal fee. Village police said the vehicle owner also gets charged a $250 boot removal fee. And anyone who tampers with or removes a boot on any vehicle without authorization of the village will get a fine of not more than $250 or 15 days in jail. Anyone with unpaid parking tickets should contact the village clerk's office at 518-943-3830. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Mid-Hudson News reports that Republican Sue Sereno is running for Dutchess County Executive. The former Republican State Senator from Hyde Park lost to Democrat Michelle Hinchey in November. She is running for the seat recently held by Republican Mark Molinaro, who ran and won the 19th Congressional District seat, even though he lives outside the district. Sereno seems to be running on her recent history. She said, and I quote, "I don't think anybody was a bigger champion when it came to fighting former Governor Andrew Cuomo, when it came to the nursing home debacle that he did and all the lives that were lost during the early days of the pandemic. I know the challenges that our seniors face, our young people. It's about jobs and helping the economy, helping our small businesses. I am a small business owner. I get it. I know how hard it is to do business in the state of New York," end quote. Dutchess County Legislature Chairman Greg Pulver, another Republican, considered running for the seat but backed out when Sereno put her name forward. East Fishkill Town Supervisor Nick D'Alessandro has filed paperwork with the New York State Board of Elections establishing a campaign fund for a possible run for the seat, too. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Mike Ryan reports for the Mountain Eagle that Butternut Road in the town of Jewett is now being called Jeremy Glick Way. Glick was aboard United Airlines 93, which was taken over by the terrorist on September 11, 2001, and crashed into an open field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Jewett councilperson John Giordano says, and I quote, "We feel this is a proper memorial for a great American hero," end quote. Glick has minimal ties to the area, but called his wife, Lisbeth, who was with their infant daughter visiting family on Butternut Road in Jewett at the Mackley Farm in the flight's final moments. Jeremy reportedly said to his wife, and I quote, "We're going to rush the hijackers," end quote. Hewitt officials say there will be a dedication ceremony later in the year. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.